Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Smith, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon.
I hope you're well this afternoon. Did you have a good day?
I did, thank you. Busy as always. I'm sure everybody's busy, but not too bad.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we are good too. Had a beautiful weekend, fantastic Sabbath, and of course we're enjoying this week as it were. Well, Pastor Amasa, firstly, thank you so much for agreeing to spend this week with us, talking about mental health and spirituality. I think it's an important topic, and I do want to thank you so much. Appreciate your time, and of course those who are joining us, Pastor Smith is going to be with us literally at 3:30 this week until Friday, just spending a few moments talking about mental health and spirituality. Now, Pastor Smith is also a religious specialist in a Christian pastoral counseling, specializing in spiritual well-being, mental health, and relationship counseling. And so this week, he's helping us to navigate that intersection between mental health and spirituality, including some common misconceptions about mental health. Now, Pastor, what is the relationship between mental health and spirituality? How does the one affect the other?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. I'm really privileged, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with all of your listeners. Yeah, the relationship between mental health and spirituality. You know, Seventh-day Adventists have got a very unique view of human nature. We see human nature as very different from other churches, right? Most other Christians have this a dualistic view of human nature. It's like, okay, there you are made of one thing, and then there's another thing that inhabits that one thing, right? And that one thing that is inhabiting that thing can live separately from those things, okay? That is called anthropological dualism, like the Greeks believe that there's a spirit inhabiting the body, and that one can now live separate from that body. Okay, Adventists don't believe that. Adventists have got a different view. It's called the anthropological monism. And what that means is that we are one substance. And what that means is that no matter what is happening in one part of us, the other parts of us are equally affected. In other words, it is not possible for us to separate the different parts of who we are. And so you cannot live one aspect. So in other words, you can't live your spirituality apart from or in separation from your emotional, physical, or social well-being. All right? That's just the first point that I want to make, is that our view of human nature means that we have to take all areas of our humanity very seriously, because we don't believe you can just step outside of your body and now all of a sudden you are just this singularity, this spiritual person. The way that we see the Bible and human nature is that all of our, what we are, is connected. So when the emotional is struggling, the other persons, to use Ellen White's language, the other parts of us sympathize with that, or it is affected by that. If the body is affected, the other parts are affected. If the social health is affected, the spirituality is also affected, you know. All of these parts affect each other, all right? That's the first and most important point I think we have to kind of put on the table for this week also. But to kind of, you know, ask that question, you know, mental health issues, can they affect the spirituality and vice versa? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. I'll give you just a simple example.
Okay.
I meet somebody that has got depression. Okay. And one of the symptoms of depression is usually a guilt system that is not working well. In other words, people with depression will have excessive guilt. And so what that means is that their own sense of worthiness, their own sense of being able to be saved, is not there, because the depression, the illness itself, the symptom, affects that spirituality, so that a person can have the strongest spirituality. I met this one lady. She had the best, strongest spirituality, but she saw herself as a murderer that should be put to death. And the only thing that she did, my brother, was to, in a short phone call with a family member, she lost her temper. And because the depression was so severe in her, the symptom of guilt just blew everything up, and she couldn't even see herself as saved.
Mm.
Now, that's not normal, you know, to get lose your temper and now you've lost your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way. But the mental illness can flow into the spirituality and manifest itself in a way that you feel completely lost.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. It's quite sad, actually. Now, some Christians are of the belief, you know, that Christians should never need therapy because, I mean, we've got prayer and I think it's enough. We pray and everything is hunky-dory. Now, what's your response to that assertion?
Oh, it's so frustrating. You know, even that good question, I hate it so much. You know, it's like saying a Christian should never need medical help.
Mm.
Prayer is enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, imagine you, my brother, you walk and there you hit your toe, you break your toe. The toe is almost standing very skew like this.
Mm.
Okay, your foot is pointing this way, your toe is pointing that way. And now what are you going to do? Are you going to go to the hospital or are you going to call Pastor Mike and say, hey, Pastor Mike, I'm not getting off of this phone until my phone is stopped, until my toe is straight. So now you better pray. Right? It just doesn't make sense.
No,
we don't treat medical stuff like that. Or imagine the Good Samaritan, you know, who found that guy who was wounded, right? He found him and he just prayed for him, said, oh, you know what? You know, prayer is enough. We should just pray for you and then you must now be fine. No, he got him the care that he needed. Right?
Yeah.
And the problem is that, you know, we don't have this kind of an attitude of, oh, no, prayer is enough and all of that when it comes to physical illness. But why do we have it when it comes to mental illness then? When many times it can just be a simple brain health thing, or it can be a wounding that we picked up on our journey as human beings. The problem is that there is the stigma. And even in our church, who should be the foremost in promoting mental health because of our unique view of human nature. We should be the foremost persons in that. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Pastor, yeah. I'm still with
you. Yeah, sorry, I thought I just got another call. I thought
okay,
I had...
No, I'm still here.
my apologies. But, you know, that verse comes to mind for me, James 2, verse 16, that says, if one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his actual physical needs, what good is it?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we are in danger of over-spiritualizing things. And maybe I can just mention this one patient that I saw quickly.
Yeah.
His parents, very dedicated Christians, he had bipolar, and the reasons for his bipolar was biological. Okay, like bipolar usually is a biological causes for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents, very dedicated Christians, said, no. All we're going to do is pray and fast. He's not allowed to have medicine. He's not allowed to go for therapy and whatever. And I saw this boy 2 years later, and he was so sick with this bipolar. Because two things happened there, my brother. Number one, the actual cause of the illness was not treated. That's the first thing.
Mm.
And the second thing is that because he over-spiritualized, he now tried to fix this biological issue with prayer and fasting, and eventually he burnt out, and his whole faith system collapsed. And that itself created additional mental burden that made him even more sick. He had to rebuild an entire faith system.
Sure.
It took a lot of trauma and burden on his mental health, yeah.
Yeah, I think we really need to, because I, you know, many times I've also heard this so many times that, you know, we can just pray issues out and stuff like that, and people don't want to get into medication because, you know, I've prayed about it. But there was a balm in Gilead as well, you know, physical balm in Gilead that people had to actually use to get well. And so when we pray to God, yes, we pray, but He has given us, has He not, all these you know, advantages of getting medicine, you know, around. So
yeah.
I really appreciate that response. Now, how can one know that they need professional help? At what stage?
How can they know they need professional help? You know, some of us will never know, brother. because someone will have to tell us, because sometimes we are so stuck in our bubbles that we don't even recognize the symptoms within ourselves. And it's sometimes the people that love us that will come to us and say, hey, man, you know, I've seen this thing in you and I think maybe you need some help, you know. But if you are one of those people that, are able to kind of see in themselves some of those symptoms, although that's difficult, but if you are one of those people, then, you know, it, I think an easier model to think about is kind of the cross also, you know, that vertical line and the horizontal line. That there is a horizontal line, like how long has this been going on? And, you know, there's a difference between having a bad day and, for instance, having depression. You know, depression is when, you know, that kind of a bad day kind of thing carries on for at least 2 weeks. So if the thing, this life struggle, this issue, the struggle that you are in, if it has lasted for longer than 2 weeks, I would say that, you know, you need to be seeing a professional for that. And then maybe on the vertical line, you know, when we have depression, illness like that, if we are clinically diagnosed, it is because that thing is making us dysfunctional. Now, what does that mean? It may mean different things to different people. Maybe I've come to a place where I feel so overwhelmed, I'm not coping. I'm not able to make decisions. I'm not able to get out of bed. I'm not even able to, you know, practice good hygiene. You know, I can't even get the motivation to shower. I can't even go to work. You know, like one person I was seeing, they would be driving to work and then on the way to work, they'll just turn around. They just can't take it. They can't take getting to work. And so you lose your ability to just do normal things that you could usually do. You withdraw socially from people. You're not able to regulate your emotions. You used to be able to kind of, you know, if I get angry, I can at least control that. But now it's just too much. I just snap at people. I have these outbursts. And it feels like my emotions, for instance, are out of control. Maybe I had some trauma. There are these kind of images and dreams and things that I can't get out of my mind. You know, when we feel like that out of control, it shows that maybe this thing has caused us to become dysfunctional in a way, you know? And so, you know, we're using that kind of a vertical and horizontal kind of a plus sign or cross, whatever you want to call it, can help us to understand how much this thing has been affecting us.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, I think this was a good introduction to our conversation that we are going to be having the week over this week. And so, well, we have started well. Anything that you want to mention, perhaps just as a start, as a foundation, as we're going to be spending this week together with you?
Yes. We are biological, psychological, social, and spiritual beings. And not one of those parts can be separated from the other. That is how our God made us. And, you know, we are looking forward to that God eventually healing us. And Revelation 22 verse 2 says for us, you're going to be eating trees or using the leaves from the tree of life, isn't it?
Yeah,
from the
yeah.
trees. For the healing of the nations. And so there is some medication involved, even in heaven. And we're going to be using that. And we are looking forward and we are happy that we are serving a God that will eventually bring full healing to all of us.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for the time that you spent with us this afternoon. Looking forward to this week and, of course, definitely looking forward to tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.